This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. I'm hoping you are well. Apologies, we're a little bit late. Let's talk about former hostage being formally welcomed to Parliament House. So this is at least a positive.
It is indeed. So his name is Eli Sharabi, one of the hostages. All the hostages have gone through horrendous times, obviously. Eli Sharabi was abducted on October 7, held for 491 days. And while he was there, he believed or was led to believe that his wife and two daughters had survived October 7 as well. He was released after 491 days, only to discover tragically that his wife and daughters had both been murdered on October 7. His brother was also abducted on that day and was subsequently murdered by Hamas in captivity, and his body is still there. Eli Sharabi has been in Australia for the last little while as a guest of the JNF. They had a major fundraiser. And so in the last couple of days, he was down in Canberra, which is our nation's capital, where he was in the public gallery in Parliament House and was formally welcomed by the Speaker of the House, which was obviously really important thing to happen. And the Speaker said that, and Eli Sharabi didn't speak from the gallery, but he was there. And the Speaker said, quote, "Even in silence, his presence here speaks volumes, a powerful reminder of the deep and lasting pain of that day and of our duty to never forget," which is a strong and gratifying message to come from the Speaker. While he was in Canberra, he also met with the Foreign Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister, and as well as addressing a meeting of the Parliamentary Friends of Israel. So a positive meeting or a positive experience all around for one of the hostages.
Incredible, at least, and that's very, very important in terms of just in terms of healing and being accepted in the world. So I think that is a good story. Hospital to take action against a cardiologist who suggested that the Mossad was behind the anti-Semitic arson attacks.
I know, beyond bizarre. So this cardiologist is not only one of the top cardiologists in this country, but he's globally recognized for a world first heart transplant, etc. A heart that had stopped for 20 minutes, he managed to revive it, transplant it, etc. So he has standing in the medical world. And yet he came out with this bizarre statement after Australia's intelligence agency said that the Iranian Revolutionary Guard was behind the firebombing of the Adas Israel Synagogue in Melbourne and Lewis's Continental Kosher Kitchens here in Sydney. This cardiologist says, quote unquote, it's a no-brainer that the lobby has taken over Australia's intelligence networks and the Mossad must be behind it. And so the positive is that now he comes from a hospital which is called St. Vincent's, which is the leading hospitals in this country, has obviously a significant number of Jewish surgeons, doctors, not to say patients. And so they have written to the hospital authorities who have said they will take, quote, appropriate next steps against this cardiologist when he returns from leave. He's on leave on an unrelated matter, but the good thing is that the hospital has said that there will be appropriate action taken when he returns from leave. Because a very strong letter was written to the hospital by this group of not only by Jewish doctors and surgeons, but also by an alliance against anti-Semitism in healthcare, also wrote to the hospital and to the government saying that this person can no longer hold on to his position. And so we wait to see what action will be taken.
And I see that there's been arrests over separate waves of anti-Semitic attacks. Tell us about it.
Yes, so a number of arrests have been made over a number of attacks. So attacks and obviously too many to itemize, but attacks on a synagogue, on a Jewish daycare center, on a school, on the former home of one of the Jewish leaders of this country. And so the positive, quote-unquote, news is that there have been a number of arrests now in connection with that string of attacks which took place in recent months. And so that, and then coming after the finding by the intelligence organizations about the Iran involvement, certainly does show that the authorities are certainly looking seriously into what has been taking place and are taking serious action into what has been taking place.
Vic Aladev, that is all we have time for. Just to wish you and your family and the whole of Australian Jewry a Shana Tova, because we won't be speaking to you next week, Tuesday. It is a Rosh Hashanah. So wishing you a year of good things only, of peace, and hopefully a much easier year than the one that just was.
And exactly the same to all listeners, to all South African Jewry, to Jewish community around the world, and indeed for all people.
Thank you very, very much. That was Vic Aladev, former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, bringing us the Australia Report every Tuesday at this time.